Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches. Sit the fuck down and shut up. We've got to get this fucking show on the fucking road, you fuckwits.
I just wanna
do something special for all the ladies in the world.
Oh, yes.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
Is that possible?
And the girl, don't forget that girl.
Come over here.
Lady.
Where is he? Republic of Dominican,
lady.
Amphibian,
lady.
Presbyterian,
lady.
Out of sight,
amazing lady.
Late night,
hard-working lady.
Erudite,
brain lady.
Hermaphrodite,
lady man, lady.
Are you sexy hermaphrodite, lady man, ladies? You sexy lady bits, and you sexy man bits too. Even you must be into you.
Ooh, ooh, all the ladies in the world, I wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude. I'm making love to you.
It's the least we can do.
If every soldier in the world put down his weapon, picked up a woman, what a peaceful world this world would be.
A redhead's not warheads, a blonde's not thong. We're talking about brunettes, not fighter jet hairs.
Oh, oh, it's got to be sweet 16s, not M16s.
When will the governments realize it's got to be funky, sexy ladies?
I have a vision, and all I can see is only you with the all of me. In a world of peace and harmony, where every lady gets a little piece of bread.
I've been to Paris, Wellington, and Amsterdam, and a wham bam, Mesa Duncan, thank you, man. I don't care if you're ugly, or you're skanky, or you're small. Just wanted to do a little something special for you.
All the ladies in the world, you deserve it, girl.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat. And I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, snap! Yes! Thank you. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And the only internet broadcast opened up by a sharp-dressing band from Germany. Who are they? You guessed it. Rammstein! Yes, yes. Oh, so nice to be here tonight on this fine Tuesday. This fine Tuesday Eve on the East Coast from New Jersey. With me, as always, a bald man. And we should definitely hold it against him. He's afraid of feces. He lives in a basement. His name is Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, good. What's... Hey.
Whoa, hi. Whoa, easy, easy. Are you okay? You gonna make it? Are you gonna make it?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hi. Well,
we're past the intro. Oh. You fucked it up. You've decided to cough and hack
You know, I think it's about time you update your intro a little bit. You know, the safely insulated from these towns, you know, it's
How about I update it when you can actually get the words correct?
What, you're
insulated? What, do I have R30 around me?
So you say you're safely insulated from those towns.
Isolated.
Oh, isolated.
If I were safely insulated, I would have a fucking an astronaut suit as I'm walking through these towns, which I should. You know, if you ever go into any of those four towns, you should probably wear one of those. A pressurized suit to protect you from poverty and knives and weapons. So, Frank, how are you? You want me to change it up? You really do?
You know what? You used to do an introduction where you lifted something from your favorite movie of all time, Coming to America, where you said, and now a man who something or other, and Mr. DJ New Style. Do you remember that intro?
Yeah, I do. It's a really, real, real concrete case you're building against me. Yeah. Something I lifted, something or other, something about. Wow. Really right. Well thought out, Frank.
Thank you. Good job.
Real good job. Don't applaud yourself.
You know what that's called?
You know what? You should sneer at yourself. I want you to look in a reflective surface and just fucking sneer.
Is sneering strictly visual, or can you make a sound when you sneer?
You know what? You should grunt. You should probably growl a little when you sneer. Make a noise of disapproval. No one ever goes while sneering. It's always a dog noise, some kind of an animal. Just I'm gonna attack you. You're gonna lose a chunk of your calf. That's the type of sneer I'm looking for. Basically, Frank, I want you to disapprove of what you're saying, because you've decided to extend this I don't know how long. Frank, did you have a good week? It's been a week since we've spoken on the show.
Yeah, you know, it was all right.
But it hasn't.
You know, what can I say?
What can you? I don't know. Usually that I would leave that up to you. What can you say?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay, well, that's good.
But how was your week?
Swell, nifty, and awesome. Well, let's wrap it up, guys. Episode 46.
Hello!
Swell, nifty, and awesome.
Hello! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
It has been a week since we've spoken on the show, but it has not been a week since we've spoken in person.
Right.
Frank has decided that he has a job, and sometimes that puts him within a few miles of where I live. And we decided...
Oh, that's right. I met up with you, didn't I?
You did meet up with me, Frank. what's funny? Why are you laughing?
I'm just anticipating the story.
You're anticipating a story. Okay. Well, we went and we ate wings. Okay, laugh, Frank.
I actually had boneless wings.
Yeah, now this is something I don't really understand why you would do this. We go to a place to get wings. They're decent wings. It's not, you know, it's not the best. I'm not going to claim that they're the best, but for where we are, you want wings, and you can go there.
A wing is a wing.
For you, because you just said you ordered the boneless wings. You're
right.
Basically getting chicken fucking nuggets.
That's exactly what there is.
You're getting chicken nuggets. They're right. The same that you're going to get every other fucking place.
Exactly.
Fridays, Applebee's,
right.
Chili's.
No
That's
doubt.
What you're getting.
I'm not going to argue with you on that point.
There's no preparation involved. They
right.
thaw them out, and they shove them down your fucking mouth. But the wings that I had, they had a bone in them, and they were deep fried to perfection, spiced appropriately, and just fucking fantastic. When you eat hot wings, you need to have the actual wing. You need to have the bone in it. Otherwise, you're just getting something that they compress, turn into a half of a golf ball sized little chunk with breading, and throw it into a fucking bin, freeze a bag of them, and mail them everywhere.
I gotta be honest with you, I wasn't impressed with the place. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but as I'm saying, you didn't even get real wings.
Right. No, because I'm not a Cro-Magnon man.
Crow what?
Cro-Magnon man.
Cro-Magnon, did you just say?
Yeah. Cro-Magnon?
Yeah. You should read a little more. I'm just letting you know. So you can't judge the place. You're not gonna go to a wing place and say it's terrible by the decor. It's gonna be shitty if it's good. If it's a good place, it will look terrible outside. That is a rule of wing places. And again, it's not a great fucking wing place. It's Wingman, okay? It's terrible. But...
Thanks.
It's terrible.
Now you tell me.
It's terrible. But the wings are okay. You can get a decent wing there. You just chose to get the goddamn fucking boneless ones. And you made a big fucking stink. I'm gonna get the boneless. And I like spicy. You like spicy, don't you, Frank?
I do like spicy.
And you were so excited this place offered something beyond hot. You said, oh, yes. They got really, really hot sauce. This is going to be good. Right. You sit down at the table, and I say, oh, where's your hot sauce? What did you get? I just got hot. And then you take your first bite, and you made a fucking grimace like you've been gut shot and you were bleeding to death. I thought you said you liked spicy.
I do, but their hot was pretty hot. And what happened is the guy poured too much of the
shut up. Too much of the hot. Frank,
he poured too much of it on.
That hot is like mild sauce at Taco Bell. It's flavorful, juicy. There's no sting to it whatsoever. And you didn't even touch your celery to try and cool yourself down.
Why is it that they have to give you celery whenever they give you those hot wings?
Because it cools you down. You're eating something very spicy, but not in your case. And you eat the celery, and it cools everything down. That's why they give you the blue cheese or the ranch, because that's some kind of dairy, and dairy is very good at calming down the spices. The spiciness of the meal. But this isn't the interesting part. To me, the interesting part is as we leave, and Frank notices a sign in the parking lot. There was another restaurant there. And he became bordering on violent that we didn't go to this place. Frank, do you want to reveal the name of the restaurant? The name of the restaurant that you wanted to go to so bad.
Was the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
I've never been to a Cracker Barrel. I've heard a lot about it. There's none in my area, neck of the woods. And we were so close to a Cracker Barrel, we could have went to a Cracker Barrel, but you didn't tell me the Cracker Barrel was there.
Because nobody wants to eat at a Cracker Barrel. Nobody ever desires eating at a Cracker Barrel. You eat there out of necessity. You're stopping. Oh, look, a Cracker Barrel. We'll eat some fucking grits. Look at some trinkets while we wait for our table.
I mean, you took me to a shoddy excuse of a place to eat. It was just vile. The workers there had greasy faces. And they were drinking their beverages outside. I was very unhappy with the whole situation. Very disappointed.
But the thing is, you wanted to go to Cracker Barrel. Do you even know what goes on at Cracker Barrel?
I have no idea what they even serve. All I can think of Cracker Barrel is a nice like cheeses and cheese displays.
You told me that you wanted to go to Cracker Barrel because you have this vision of a down home meal, like some
an old country, good greasy food.
When you walk into the place, Frank, and this is part of, aside from the food not being great and it not being a restaurant of note, you walk in and you're instantly shopping. I'm not gonna walk into a fucking restaurant and look at fucking knickknacks with you. They make you wait in a goddamn gift shop where they have fucking placemats and oversized chessboards and checkerboards and shit. I'm not going to go walk around and peruse knickknacks with you. I'm sorry you were upset that you didn't get to eat fucking sawmill gravy and dumplings.
And that's another thing you didn't want to do with me. When we went to New York one time, you didn't want to go to Madame Tussauds wax factory.
I'm not doing that with you.
I apologize.
There are certain things, Frank, that are not acceptable to do with another guy. Oh. They're fun if you're maybe by yourself, or if you're with a significant other. Well, you know what? I guess your significant other would be another dude if like you're gay. But if you're straight, you don't do this with another guy. You don't go look at fucking wax celebrities with your heterosexual friends. You don't go to a Cracker Barrel and look at aprons with sassy phrases printed on them. With your fucking dope friend who wants to eat there. That's why I said, let's go eat wings. And here's a place that serves decent wings. And you were borderline upset, pissed off with
me. I punched my knee and I jumped up and down a couple times because we were so close to a... And I actually passed the sign. I didn't even read the sign.
Yeah, you didn't read it.
I could have known.
Yeah. You could have known. You could have known just how truly bad a Cracker Barrel is. And Frank, you realize they have an open fire in there? They have fucking all that
creates the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere. Every fucking Cracker Barrel looks the same.
Naturally, just like every Denny's looks the same, and every McDonald's looks the same.
Yeah, and I'm not pining to go to a fucking Denny's. Do you understand?
Or whatever, you know, whatever.
You were so fucking upset that we didn't go there.
Because you knew I always wanted to go to a Cracker Barrel.
I didn't fucking know that you...
Bullshit!
It was your life's wish to go to a goddamn Cracker Barrel. Jesus. Oh, I should really, really make this happen for Frank. He's been unable to do it in 40 fucking years.
You spend
how many hours a day on the road and you've managed to avoid Cracker Barrel?
I've never seen a Cracker Barrel ever until I went to this, until, you know, it was too late.
Look around. You were in the goddamn parking lot.
I know.
Fucking oblivious. Your entire existence is oblivious.
I will not deny
that. So to appease you, we decided to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I had it.
Because here's the deal. You wanted to go get dessert. You said, we gotta get dessert.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish the story. You said, when you saw how upset I was, you said, well, do you want to go now? I said, we already ate. Yeah. I go, well, we can go there for dessert.
Yeah, and that's not happening.
And then I said to you, is it gay to go to a guy to a restaurant for just dessert?
Well, I mean, that's a decent question. Personally, I feel to go to a place exclusively for dessert
with another guy is gay.
Gay. I think it's definitely gay.
Well, I guess we don't have our music anymore, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, didn't you used to have a?
It's fucking open and shut, Frank.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Open and shut. It definitely is.
Okay,
here you go. Here you go. You
fuck. Is it gay?
All right, Frank.
What about to go with
hold
a guy?
On. Hold on. Shut up. The question on the table here is Frank wants to know. Is it gay to go to a place for dessert that is not necessarily known for its desserts? There are normally other motives that two guys would go there. They would have a meal. They would discuss business. But instead, they're going to this place for dessert. The number to call is 316-768-4472. Let's just see how much of a reaction we get with this, Frank.
Now Ken,
let me ask you. Do you think it's gay?
After I thought about it, it was a little odd because I didn't want to share another strawberry experience with
Thank you. Thank you. The epic phrase from Veal Chop from The Awful Hour stays true. Strawberry experience. Every time now I picture even eating a cake or anything in your company, I'm reminded of sharing a strawberry experience. It's truly one of the gayest things I think you can do. So we opted not to go there.
Right.
We did not go to Cracker
now,
Barrel for
let
dessert.
Let me just interject for a second. Would it be gay to go out with another guy just for appetizers? Like at a Friday, just for appetizers. Is that gay?
Where are you sitting? That's the key.
Across from each other.
But no, you're sitting at a table?
At a booth or whatever.
So you're at a booth or a table with another guy just for apps?
Just for apps. Is that gay?
That's gay. Now, here's where it's not gay. Two guys go and sit at the bar. They're next to each other, not across, because one would be the bartender. At a bar, seated at a bar, not gay. In a booth, gayest.
So
at a table, not as gay, but still gay.
The same fare is all you have to do is move about 10 feet in another part of the restaurant, and you will not be gay. Is that what you're saying?
It depends on where you're sitting.
If the bar is not gay, the booth and table is gay.
Yeah, and the bar is not gay. Table, gay, but not as gay as booth. And I guess the gayest place would be in a bathroom stall. If you decide to order your apps straight to the second men's stall with the Koala Care table for changing.
Now, let me ask you a question. We've discussed that nauseam. I think sitting in a movie theater, like if you go with another guy to a movie theater, you usually have a buffer seat.
Yeah, usually. Not when you're with Ed, apparently.
There was a buffer seat, but somebody else sat there. Mm. But what I'm saying
now is... Now it's a fucking three-way.
At a bar, do you think it's gay to sit at the same at stools next to each other? Do you need a buffer stool as well or no?
No, you do not need a buffer stool. You can sit at the bar because there's never going to be any face-to-face time. There'll be, like, I'm turning slightly to you. But you're never going to sit face-to-face at a goddamn bar. That's fine. Completely acceptable and okay. Have you ever sat at a bar with another guy, Frank?
Yeah, but it was a swivel chair.
Yeah, well, what does that matter?
So I didn't think it was gay either, so that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, did you spin around in the chair?
Maybe a couple times.
That's gay.
Can you help but spin around in a swivel chair? Come on.
Yeah, I can now.
Do you have a swivel chair at your office?
I do.
Have you ever swiveled in the chair?
In the years that I've been there, I'm sure.
Yes.
I've done it a few times.
Okay, then.
It's not... I can help from doing it. I've obviously helped from doing it. I've sat down fucking almost infinitely more than I've spun. Jesus. Anyway, Frank, I'm going to say... No, I'm going to say completely gay. To go to a place just for dessert with another dude. Now, the place may be the question here. You're going Cracker Barrel.
Right.
For going to Cracker Barrel for dessert. Little gay because they serve something else. Did we get dessert, Frank? Did we go somewhere for dessert?
We went to Dunkin' Donuts.
We went to Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee and, oh, while we're at it, maybe a donut.
Right.
Completely not gay, because we went to a spot that is known for coffee and got exactly that.
Hmm.
If we sat and just fucking maybe picked at a Dairy Queen sundae or something like that, that'd be fucking gay. But here we are, two men discussing ideas and maybe eating a cruller. So we decided to go to Dunkin' Donuts, and while we were there, discuss some ideas for the show. What we want to do... plans for things that we want to accomplish. And and generally, I think you basically stole the entire night, making it all about you, causing ruckus, bothering the staff, and making a mess. You fucking freak. The first thing is, we can't even get there without you going into your germ freak mode. You just absolutely flipped out. You purchased what did you buy, Frank? You bought a coffee and
I bought a latte and a plain donut.
Yeah.
And when I gave the guy the money, as soon as I gave him the money, he was about to put it in the register, and he looked at his finger very quick. He looked at his thumb.
He looked like down at it, right?
He was inspecting his finger. Now, through all my years, whenever somebody does that, it's because they just cut themselves, because they're looking at what they just cut. He must have just cut his finger. That's why he's looking at it so closely. I said to the guy, did you just cut your finger? He goes, no. No, I didn't cut my finger. No, no. Okay?
No, buddy, no. No.
Yeah.
Did he laugh at all?
He sort of like it was a laugh, like he was making fun of me a little bit.
No, like that, right?
Right.
Okay.
So... you know, he gave me my stuff. I brought it to the table, and I did not want to eat it because, as you know, found out, I felt it was totally contaminated.
I bought a couple donuts and a coffee, and I ate my donuts, and I look over at Frank. He's sitting there with a folded bag, and there's two scenarios. I'm thinking either you're being a kind husband and bringing home a donut for your wife, which is going to be stale and disgusting, or you're frightened and you're not eating the donut. So I said, what's the matter? And he looked at his thumb, he inspected his thumb. I said, can I eat this? Can I eat this? You were torn.
I was torn.
You had hit the rare area in your life where food and your fear
right.
of germs met.
Because, as you know, I was not always morbidly obese. There was a time where I was quite thin, and there was a time where I didn't eat almost for anything much for a year, and I was down to 130 pounds because I thought all food was contaminated, so I didn't eat anything. There was one Thanksgiving I didn't eat a goddamn thing, and this was a situation where the food was contaminated.
So you actually thought you think it was contaminated?
I thought it was bad. Out of time. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Wait, what was this?
I allowed for the. Well, at first I called my wife to make sure it was okay.
Yeah, I thought that was very weird, and
because she is my coach, and if she says it's okay to eat, then it's got to be okay because she doesn't want me to die.
Are you sure? Are you fucking sure? Some of the shit you put her through, I think she might say, "Go ahead and eat the poison donut." The thing is, Frank, you're trying to lose weight, correct?
Right.
So she would be inclined to say you can have... I mean, but were you worried about the coffee?
I was worried about it all.
Yeah.
And I said, I called her up. I said, listen, I told her the situation. She goes, first of all, why are you having a donut in the first place? What happened to your
exactly.
diet?
Exactly.
I said, well, Ken's got two donuts. So I said to her, I said, is it okay to drink this coffee? I told the guy, I think he cut his finger, and she said it was okay. So then I waited the proper amount of time.
Hold on. Donna said for you not to eat the donut. And you said, okay, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. And then you waited a little bit and basically shoved the entire thing down your fucking throat. So much for that fear.
I wasn't interested in getting her opinion on whether or not I should do donut or not because of the calories or anything. I wanted her to ensure that there was no contamination on the donut. That was my concern.
Yeah.
So she told me there was no contamination on the donut. Whether she wanted me to eat it or not, it has nothing to do with the contamination.
Let me ask you. Did she see that cut on that guy's finger?
No. How could she see it? She wasn't there.
Exactly. I saw it. It was fresh, too. I didn't want to tell you. I mean, it's not a big deal, because it's not like he's going to have a blood disease.
What are you talking about?
I told you, when you asked me after you asked your wife, I said he was wearing a glove then, Frank.
He wasn't wearing a glove.
Exactly, of course he wasn't, and he had a fucking cut right along. You know when you cut your nail, and that one little hangnail?
Motherfucker.
He pulled that out, and it looked like it had a red line.
How could you do that to me?
Because I wanted you to stop sitting there like an asshole, looking
You're
like
a fucking,
fucking creep.
Piece of shit, you know that? How could you do that to me? You're gonna test it tomorrow.
Well, maybe you should yell at Donna. She's the one who told you to eat it, and you trusted her, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you made this whole big fucking scene. Oh, I'm not gonna. Did you see? He had a cut on his face. And you ended up eating the fucking donut anyway.
But I waited for the laptop right to time to pass.
What does time have to do with it? I don't understand. Have you calculated the time it takes for AIDS to die in open air? I think it's like a few days, isn't it? I don't even know what it is. You waited fucking 45 seconds. You pity-patted with the goddamn bag. You called your wife. 45 seconds later.
You kept telling me to eat the goddamn thing. You said, eat the fucking donut. I said to you, all right, I'll eat the fucking donut, but I got to put some of the coffee into your coffee so that you'll die too.
Yeah, that was you didn't trust me, so you asked if you could pour
coffee.
Yeah,
I wanted to see if you would risk your life.
I didn't give a shit. You didn't drink from it.
Shit.
Yeah.
Did he really have a cut?
I mean, I saw red on his thumb. I don't know.
Oh,
it was all
God.
Over. You know where that, like, you look at your thumbnail and you see that little half moon, that white half moon down the
yeah.
end of the... His was all red for some reason. Like, under the nail, you know? And it was starting, like, it was all purpley under the nail, and then it was red near the edge of the skin. You know, like when you hit your thumb with a hammer? And you kind of cut
you know
it
what?
A little
Why
bit.
Why would you do this? Why would you do this to me?
Because, you know, you bought a donut and you were going to throw it out. I thought you should have eaten it. Did you enjoy it? You did. So we move on. So I let you eat your donut and I went and took a piss. And Frank, I got to tell you, this bathroom in Dunkin' Donuts smelled the most delicious smelling bathroom I've ever been in. I can't tell. They need to put every bathroom right next to the ovens at every Dunkin' Donuts. Everyone I've ever been in smelled like a fucking a gas station, a fucking just a cat box. This one smelled like fresh baked donuts. Fresh baked donuts. So fucking delicious. So delicious. So I come out there. We talk. We try to come up with some ideas for the show. For today, for future things, for some events that we're doing, we're talking about everything. And I look at your table. I look at mine. I have some paper that I'm writing on, a pen that I borrowed from the guy behind the register, who was bleeding on his thumb and probably hit it with like a rusty hammer, something like that. And, I have my garbage all crinkled up, but in like a controllable spot. I look at you, your mess, your fucking spillage is spanning two tables. Just drips and drabs of fucking cream, shredded paper, bent stirrers, all over the fucking table, and you're screaming and laughing, ha 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 ha, pounding on the table. We're the only ones there. It was fucking embarrassing.
Well, what's to be embarrassed about if the only one was there?
And you kept saying, as loud as possible, ah! I'm not here to impress anybody! I'm not here to impress anybody! Screaming! Do you know how to beat?
There was nobody in the place. What the hell difference does it make?
There were people in the, that worked there, Frank.
Oh, screw them.
That's where they work. What if? What would you like? How'd you like it if an Arab with a Dunkin' Donuts uniform came into your basement office and started screaming and spilling his thumb blood all over everything? Would ruin your day.
Oh, God help me up in heaven.
Just fucking. And then you start asking the guy about free donuts and shit.
Well, I said to him, I says, what do you do with the donuts that nobody eats? I says, well, do you throw them out? And he goes, yeah. So then I was going to say, well, why don't you give them to me?
But you didn't want to eat the one you paid for.
I know, but then I did eat it.
Yeah.
So then I got another one.
So it didn't matter after that. It didn't matter at all. Once you ate it, you were okay.
Well, but it didn't matter because Donna said it was okay to eat.
Well, you ate his thumb blood. It's all right. And Frank, one thing. I need to ask your opinion on this. We were the only customers there. There were maybe two or three other workers, a couple guys that were working the register, and then the guy, I guess, that was making the donuts with the chef hat, apron, and gloves. And the only reason I know that is because he walked from the back to where the customers are with his hat, gloves, apron, and every chef thing on, right into the public bathroom.
Right into the fucking bathroom.
Takes his gloved hand, opens the door,
right,
pull, grabs
right.
it, opens it up, goes in
and
there.
And this isn't one of those fucking push doors. You gotta open the fucking knob.
He had to grip the knob.
Of course!
He went in there, and he didn't take the hat off. He didn't take the gloves off.
No, and you point something out. You said to me, I bet you he had to pull up that fucking apron, too.
Yeah.
After he touched his ding-dong, he had to pull the apron back down. So yeah. You know that there's some urine on the fucking apron.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I never thought that on the history of this show, we'd ever hear that there must be urine on the apron. Just sometimes I catch these phrases that I never think I'd ever hear. Yeah, I mean, he went in there with his chef garb.
I don't, listen.
So I'm thinking either he went in there and he had to wash his hands, or he went in there and he had to piss or shit, or, jerk off. I don't know.
First of all, I'm sure there's sinks in the back there he could have washed his hands. First of all, you don't want your customers to see, especially when you're working with food, you don't want to see people working with food going to the bathroom. You just don't want to see it. You don't want to see that.
I'm not really all that much of a germ guy, but it was a little bit off-putting off-putting.
Oh.
To see the guy go in there with gloves and the chef hat on. For some reason, I mean, yeah, I know it did smell like fresh baked goods in there, but he's not making them in there. I don't think you need your fucking chef hat and all that shit on. You're just going to take it off where you're working. It's cleaner than where you're going to be. It doesn't make sense. So either he didn't take any of the stuff off and he just basically put his dick and piss and shit all over it, or he figures, oh, I better take these off. I'm going to be shitting or pissing. And he puts them where? Where's he going to put them, Frank? On his lap? On the sink? On the urinal? There's no hook. There's no hook at all.
Oh, God help me.
So he came out of there. You didn't say one fucking word to him either.
What was I going to say?
You didn't have the balls.
I had already eaten by that time.
Yeah.
Damage was done.
Yeah, it's true. But then you kept asking the guy about free donuts and all that. Terrible. Just terrible. And then, you know what? Actually, you did say something that irritated me. You said food workers, people who work with food, should not be allowed to take bathroom breaks.
No, they shouldn't be allowed to go to the bathroom where customers... First of all, they shouldn't go to the bathroom to begin with. They should learn to control their bladder and hold it like I have been doing for the last 10 years. I've been on record. The longest I've held my bladder for is probably about 16 hours.
Jesus Christ.
Now, what you train, after a while, you would train your bladder to hold in the liquids.
You're stretching it, and eventually it's going to rupture, and you're going to have piss in your bloodstream. It's not good. It's basically not good to hold your piss, Frank. You shouldn't be doing that. And you can't expect workers to do that either. It's just never going to happen.
At the very least, have a private bathroom so that the customers don't see you going to the bathroom. I don't think the workers should use the same bathroom as the customers.
I agree. There should be a private one where the workers go. But the problem with that is You have to have a public bathroom.
Absolutely.
Because customers will go into a place and ask to use the bathroom, and they'll end up using the staff bathroom.
Right.
When I worked at a place called Frank's Nursery and Crafts, we had a bathroom for the staff, but occasionally customers would go in there. And now you see a big fucking a log of shit twirled from the seat into the drain, somehow just hanging on and staying intact. And I don't know who did it.
What's shit vapor?
What's that?
It was probably shit vapor.
What is shit vapor?
You know.
Is this on the back of the bowl? Oh, like that liquid gassy shit? Yeah, shit vapor is the perfect word for that.
Right. Have you ever had shit vapors?
Of course!
Vapor is the reason I switched to elongated toilet bowl seats and toilet bowls. You don't want shit vapor on the back of the seat.
And it doesn't happen on the elongated ones?
No.
Shit vapor.
There's enough of room that there will not be anything...
Are you talking about in the back of the bowl or on
the
seat?
Of course!
Well, you just sit on the seat, you fuck!
On the back of the seat!
You just said one and then the other just now. Inside the bowl or on the seat? So your shit gas, your shit vapor wafts up between little crack in your ass and goes all over the seat? I mean, I have a thing where, you know, every time I shit, I see a little bit of ass sweat. What the fuck are you laughing at? First of all, you bleed out of your ass. You have a bloody asshole.
What did you just say? Every time you go to the bathroom, what?
Every time I shit, there's a little bit of sweat on the seat. And yeah, I agree with Jeff. That is one of the fakest laughs I've ever heard in my life.
That, I swear to God, that's not a fake laugh. And I don't give a fuck what FM Jeff says.
Yeah, it seems like you on his show on Friday, Culture Enema, Frank.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. You called in just trying to be one of the cool kids running down Johnny Cash. Because it's so cool to hate what's popular, right?
On the contrary, it's so cool to jump on the bandwagon and like what everybody else likes. The only reason you like Johnny Cash is because it's trendy.
How the fuck is it trendy?
Huh?
He's been around forever. It's not trendy to like Johnny Cash. Do you understand?
It's hip.
It's not even all that hip.
Oh.
It's just good shit. I'm not going to get into this. You go to cultureenema.com. Okay? Cultureenema.com. Jeff and JMF. Oh, JMF wasn't there last week. Apparently his car got messed with, trifled with. He was unable to attend. Jeff went solo. I think the show was pretty good. I look forward to see the direction they take. But Frank, the thing is, you just want to go against what everybody else thinks for some reason. You want to stir the shit up. You want to stir the pot. So you say, oh, it's so trendy to like Johnny Cash. You just probably heard of your first Johnny Cash song two, three fucking years ago.
Listen, I've been around the block a few times. I'm quite familiar with the music. I don't want to get into a whole.
I'm gonna. You know what? You keep talking this shit. And being smug. I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. And I know that you don't know how to defend yourself. So I will literally strike you down until you in front of your children until they cry and beg me to stop hitting their father in the face. Seriously, you are not trained in any way to defend yourself, and you've been in two fights in your life, correct?
Two.
Have you ever considered taking a self-defense class, something like that?
I was thinking about taking Tiger Shulman karate.
Shut the fuck up! Tiger Shulman!
Yeah, Tiger Shulman karate!
You're not
going to hear of it?
Of course!
Well, what's the problem?
That's not, first of all, you're going to be doing basically Asian dance.
I mean, you told me, when I mentioned this to you, you're like, you know what, Frank, I used to be a wrestler, and you used to tell me that you used to wear the singlet.
Yeah, I had to wear a singlet when I wrestled, yeah. So?
and you were explained to me how you had a situation where...
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, Frank, here's the deal. You don't like being by people. Self-defense is contact. You're making contact with people.
Right.
And you're saying Tiger Shulman's karate, but you're not going to be able to enroll in a fucking karate class. There's 12-year-olds in that class. And they'll you know, fucking embarrassing it's going to be to have some fucking 13-year-old with a purple belt fucking lay you down.
What's embarrassing is the fact, like with Taekwondo or something, there's a lot of yelling and screaming that's involved.
Yeah,
and I feel that I feel that's very corny and awkward.
To bunch and scream while you do it.
Yeah, you got to make these sounds. Are you familiar?
Right.
Yeah,
like Mike Barnes in Karate Kid 3 as you punch a fucking wooden doll. Apparently, the number of times you hit it within 5 seconds is how tough you are. The worst. The absolute worst. But Frank, what you're going to end up getting into is a more adult class of mixed martial arts. That's basically what you're going to get now. Adults don't do fucking karate. Okay, that's something you do when soccer doesn't work out for you. Or when fucking Little League just isn't your thing. You get put into karate so that you can think you're tough and then get your ass kicked on a fucking on a basketball court after school when you try to do a kata while someone just pummels your fucking skull in. MMA is what you would be doing, Frank. Are you familiar with MMA?
Yeah, mixed martial arts.
Of course. Of course! And you don't like being touched, obviously. And have you ever seen an MMA match?
In passing.
Passing where? While passing walking in front of a fucking television store?
You know, passing the TV or something, you know, flipping through the channels.
Oh, while your wife is watching something you should be aware of? Jesus, Frank. So, what I'm saying is, you're going to have to roll around with dudes. Sweaty dudes. Do you understand what that means? I went to a sample class. Like, I wanted to enroll in an MMA class. Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you? So I wanted to enroll, and I went for a sample class, and went through it all, did all this stuff, and it was too far away, too expensive. But before I left, this dude comes up, no shirt, fucking sweaty as hell. I was there with Sobers. He goes, "You guys want to roll for a bit? You guys feel like rolling for a bit?"
Now, you're familiar with rolling because you wrestled in school, isn't that correct?
Yeah, because you guys want to roll around? That's what they call it when apparently you grapple with somebody. And you look at this guy's dripping fucking with sweat. He's disgusting. I don't want to roll around. I want to go. I fucking left. Now, Frank, you're going to have people coming up to you, dripping with sweat, asking you to roll. And how are you going to react? You're part of the class now. What are you going to do?
I didn't think it through.
Yeah, I guess you didn't. I guess you didn't think it through at all. Did you ever have any intention of doing this? You never really looked into it, I guess?
No. I've always wanted to, but then, you know, now you're bringing up the point where you actually have to touch people, and it's not what I'm into. Yeah. When you were wrestling in high school, did it bother you that you had to, you know, rub up against people?
Well, I mean, you don't really look at it as rubbing up against people. You're really trying to subdue them and maybe cause them pain. So you don't really think about it. But to watch it, yeah, it looks a little bit fucking fruity. So yeah, I wouldn't have done it. I would not have done it if I had it to do over again.
Now, when that guy asked you to roll with him, was the reason you didn't do it because you thought it was a little fruity or because you didn't want to sweat on you?
I don't know. The idea of this guy I've never seen before wanting to roll with a complete stranger while shirtless didn't exactly follow along with my expectations from the class. So and on top of that, he's fucking disgusting, sweaty, probably his fucking ringworm, just terrible. So yeah, I didn't want to do that. But yeah, I guess this whole self defense thing that you were talking about. Never going to happen?
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Frank. You never seem to follow through with anything, except for actually with this weight challenge. You've been trying to lose weight before your 40th birthday. And
yeah, I've been trying.
It came to pass that your starting weight of 216 is your current weight. That's where you were at as of the end of last week's show.
Right.
Some people are contesting that.
Excuse me?
Because Donna didn't officiate.
Well, you know what? She did not feel well that night, and so she was bedridden. I did not want her to come down because she was sick.
I see.
If they have a problem with it, they can go shove it up their ass.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Ken. This is Roman.
Yes, Roman. How are you?
Roar.
No, I don't want to roll, Roman.
I waited a long time for this. Or tomorrow. Everything gone. Their homes. Their church. Everything gone.
Same sweat from jogging on beach? Thank you very much, Rollman. I appreciate a good Karate Kid reference. I really do, Frank. The people that were calling your weight, though, into question, are you familiar with a show called Hate Us Talk?
I'm a big fan of Hate Us Talk.
HateUsTalk.tumblr.com. It's our buddies Jimmy J.J. Walker and Walter Subcheck. They review the programming on Hear Us Talk. And lately they've been doing some... something of the like their own original content. They've been going over some of the stuff that's going on in their lives or whatever. And oh God, I can't help it. I'm sorry. I tried to hold that one in. But they said they don't believe the weigh-in because you took a week off before that for Fat Tuesday, where you're supposed to go all out, eat snacks, cakes, dessert, and whatever. And they're calling bullshit on you losing 4 pounds to get down to 216. So what do you have to say? How do you defend yourself with this, Frank?
The fact of the matter is I lost the weight. I don't have to sit here and prove it to anybody. But because I'm a nice guy, tonight I will take a photograph and post it on my Twitters.
Whoa! So the weigh-in tonight, you're going to post it on your Twitters, as you said?
Right.
Which is what address, Frank?
Twitter.com.
I'll do it. Fuck it.
Oh.
Twitter.com/TheGermFreak. That's Twitter.com/TheGermFreak. He's going to post actual photographic evidence of his weight to kind of shut up all of the naysayers. Now, Frank,
my luck, I'll probably gain fucking weight.
Yeah, you'll probably gain 6 pounds, which would be that you gained 2 from your real weight last
week. You know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm having I don't know if it's going to happen, man.
You don't think you're going to do it?
I don't think I'm going to do it. I don't have the strength. I don't have the willpower. I don't have the I don't know what my problem is. I just.
We've been doing this, what, like 5-6 weeks now?
Yeah, you know,
And how much do you want to lose before June?
20 by 40.
Okay, so 20 by your 40th birthday. And how much have you lost so far?
0.
So, by mathematics, you will lose that weight in an infinite number of weeks.
The problem is, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I saw
why don't you know? Why can't you
I
do
saw this?
This
one place. I saw a billboard for it, and I called them up, and it's a nutritionist. And they give you a nutrition diet and whatnot, but it was like $2,000, and I thought that was too much.
Yeah,
I mean, I spent $2,000 on hair, but the weight, I don't know.
you spent $2,000 on a cap, basically.
That was
it was a yarmulke. A yarmulke with an adhesive top that someone threw in a barbershop.
I don't know which is worse.
That was what it was.
Spending $2,000 on that thing, which I don't even... I mean, you've seen it. I don't know where it is now. Or spending $1,000 on Bon Jovi tickets. I don't know which was worse.
You have made some of the worst purchases ever.
I'm awful. Awful.
You are. And you're not going to... You know what? You're saying you don't know if you're going to do this. That means you're not going to do it. Because you're trying to soften the blow.
I want... Believe
like
me.
You think that everybody's going to be happy for you if you lose this weight. But, Frank, people are looking for you to fail. You realize that, right? People that do a show and say, oh, it's bullshit, he didn't lose that weight, they want you to not lose that weight. They're saying Frank's never going to do that. Like, I can't wait to see his face when he realizes he has failed.
I want to get to the other side. Believe me, I do. But
Other side. Frank, this is 20 fucking pounds. Your life is not in danger.
No. I want to get to the other side in general. You know, I want to be like I was, you know, back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But at night,
young and with it?
At night, I'll before I go to bed, I'm compelled. It's like a magnet. It just draws me to the snack drawer or the refrigerator, and I just have to just rip it out and eat it. And it's like I'm brainwashed almost. I just have to have something in my mouth. And
Jesus Christ,
I don't know what to do about it. You know, it's sort of like I brought the scenario to you. You remember the Hanna-Barbera cartoon called The Flintstones?
Yes.
Like if Wilma was cooking food and the smoke would rise into the room and then Fred would, you know, smell and go
down. He'd be dragged around by the scent.
Right. He was just floating in the air to the scent.
Yeah.
That's how I am at night. At night, I'm just like, I just drag to the fucking kitchen.
And how pathetic is it that the scent that's dragging you from your basement chair is a frozen food drawer with ice cream snacks? Frank.
Well, like, Frank, and then Ken,
I act as though it's some mystical force wronging you.
I sit there.
You love fucking Klondikes or whatever it is.
I'll eat with my eyes closed so I don't see the food that I'm eating. See? I feel if I don't see it, it won't be that bad. So I sit there and I shove tortilla chips in my mouth, my eyes closed. I don't know. It's fucked up, man.
You keep your eyes closed so you don't see it.
I don't see the food.
What does that do?
Because I won't see how much I'm eating.
You know what you should do? And I think this would be very, very interesting. You should post a picture of everything you eat to your Twitter.
You know what?
Before you eat it. I'm dead serious. This would make you a little bit more aware of what you're shoving down your fucking throat. Can you do this? You have an iPhone, correct?
That's correct, I do.
It's easy for you to post a picture to Twitter, correct?
Correct.
You want more followers, correct?
So me posting my food is going to get more followers?
Maybe some more activity. Maybe people want to see just how poorly you're eating.
All right, I will, for starting tomorrow...
How about you do it until you turn 40? Follow it with the contest.
You
know what? If it was a normal food schedule, it would be 3 pictures a day. But it's probably going to be 60 a day. a picture of 7 chocolate-covered pretzels, then a fucking microwavable pizza. You know, Frank... Try to cut down is the point. It's don't worry about how many pictures you're gonna take. Maybe you just.
So you're saying that if I take, it'll sort of be, I'll be brainwashed because I'll want to take less pictures, so I'll eat less. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna want to not take so many pictures. So you'll be if you stay true to it, or you'll probably find a way to cheat out of that too. You think you're gonna cheat through this or no? Are you going to be able to get through it or no?
To get through what?
Can you get through anything? Can you stick to something? Can you take pictures of everything you're going to eat until June, whatever?
I can until June. That's a little much. I'll try for.
It's fucking 3 months.
You ever hear the phrase one day at a time? I'll do 1 week at a time. Okay.
You've had 6 weeks and you've made zero progress. And some people think that you've actually made negative progress because they think you're lying. Do you understand?
I don't have to sit and prove anything to anybody. Okay, I don't give a shit if you think I'm lying or not. It's only I'm the only person who would be fooling myself.
You are fooling yourself. You're closing your eyes as you're eating Tostitos. You fuck. You're trying to actually fool yourself. That's sad. You're dipping. I mean, you're probably spilling queso everywhere.
Well, my wife every morning she yells at me because I left a mess out in the kitchen.
Because you're eating with your eyes closed. You're dipping into sauces.
I'm eating with my eyes closed, so I'm not seeing what I'm eating, and I'm making a mess.
Jesus Christ. That is the most primitive way to avoid behavior. Anyway, friend, why don't we take a break? This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, Frank. What?
It's a place you want to be and a thing you want to do with your hands.
Thing to do with your ears and a place to be, actually. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'm saying this to you as delicately as possible. As a friend, your t-shirt is terrible. Hideous. It's ugly. I mean, look down. You know what? Don't. Actually, don't look at it, because it's so bad and terrible, I wouldn't wish seeing that on my own worst enemy. Wait, what? That's not a shirt? You're not wearing clothes? Well, still, what I'm about to tell you holds true. Go to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and just check these out. They're solutions for your problem. Our t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and track jackets are the perfect garments to cover up unsightly deformities such as fat, chest hair, and misshapen rib cages. And the best thing about these is that they also let people know that you have fine taste in internet talk radio. So head on over today. Purchase your very own Hear Us Talk t-shirt and turn blech into HearUsTalk.Spreadshirt.com.
Upside down. They don't even need shoes. Their feet turn into talons, you know? So cool. Make bathtubs full of blood. Oh, come on. How do you not get a chick with that kind of power? They don't even need shoes. Cool. They don't even need shoes.
Come on.
They don't even need shoes.
Come on.
Their feet turn into talons. Come on. They bathtubs full of blood. Cool. How do you not get a check with that kind of power?
Come on.
They don't even need shoes. Turn them to talons. Come on.
Cool.
What are you gonna do as a lost boy? Run around like, hey, Pixie, can you spray a little fairy dust on me? I want the fly. I want to think of happy thoughts as I fly around. And I'll never hit puberty. I'll never be a grown man. I'll fly around here with the little pixies and the mermaids. And I'll never be a big boy ever again. Oh, it's so great. How do you not get a chick with that kind of power?
The DJ New Style Show.
Hello, anonymous internet, and thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show. As an avid listener, are you certain that you're doing everything in your power to increase our show's visibility among your friends? Probably not. More than likely, you're sitting there wasting your day, tending to an imaginary farm or zoo on Facebook, telling all of your friends about every lonely gray mare that wanders onto your land. How disgraceful! You should be telling these people about something else. You should be telling them how much you enjoy the DJ New Style Show by visiting our official Facebook fan page, facebook.com/DJ New Style Show. Go there and become a fan, and keep up to date with the show and all its related content. Did we discuss a video on the last show, and you missed it? Well, you'll find it there. Don't want to become a fan? Go fuck yourself. Looks like you're not seeing that clip, buddy. It's that simple.
Facebook.com/DJ New Style Show. Because your friends are quite aware that you are not in the real mafia, you don't own a real farm, you've never seen a real horse, but you have listened to great talk radio. Facebook.com/DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to DJ New Style Show, you know what I mean?
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Why don't you check out all our other episodes, our previously broadcast ones? DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. It's free. As you heard before, Facebook.com/DJNewStyleShow. And also, Thursday nights, Best in Show. It's a must listen. BestinShowRadio.com. Every Thursday night, right here on Hear Us Talk, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, Frank, let me tell you something, Frank. You there?
Yes.
I got a bone to pick with you motherfuckers. Right? Why is it that I have to hear all this shit about all these other fucking video chat companies? And some of you motherfuckers don't have the balls to bring up ICU2. Can you believe that, Frank? People are having a discussion about communicating with video chat on the internet, and they're not bringing up the originator. They're not bringing up the original. It's inexcusable is right.
I like to call them the pioneer of video
chat. They are the pioneers. They brought out the covered wagons. They made it happen. ICU2. ICU2.com. Go there. Download it. It's free to try. Try it out. See how you like it. You're going to. And then you're going to subscribe. They have an event going on very, very soon in Las Vegas. I guess all their entire community is going to be going down there. They're going to be checking shit out. They're going to be hanging out, talking to each other face-to-face for real, and not just on video chat. Because ICU2, the software, Frank, it puts you face-to-face anyplace, wherever you might be, with whoever might be using it. Do you understand? Do you understand how that works, Frank?
Oh, I understand.
Pick a spot in the world, anywhere in the world, right now. Anywhere. Name a spot.
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg. You know what? You could be on ICU2 in Luxembourg and be face-to-face with a bald man in New Jersey right away. Your Windows PC, go to ICU2.com, download it. Mac version coming soon. Face-to-face anyplace. The 2009 winner of Internet Communication in the People's Choice Awards. That's big time, Frank. ICU2.com. I go on there. I go in the trivia rooms, Frank. Dominate! Dominate, wreck shop, whatever fucking word you want to use. Pick a year, and there's a word that means you're better than everybody. ICU2.com. Speaking of casinos, Frank, I'm getting a little pumped up, getting a little excited. Do you know what's going down?
Are you talking about the Hear Us Talk AC Celebration?
Is it the AC Celebration, or is it just a... Is it just an excuse to gamble and drink?
Well, we're calling it our second Hear Us Talk anniversary, but it's an excuse to get together.
It just coincides with Hear Us Talk turning 2 years old. It's March 12th. That's a Friday night. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of that Friday night, March 12th. Atlantic City, New Jersey, at the Tropicana. There's plenty of bars, restaurants, and table games and slots to lose your money at. Right, Frank, going to sit down at the One-Armed Bandit?
I'm ready.
Yeah, that's right. At our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/hearustalk. The event's there. If you want to go, there's details there. But it's Atlantic City, the Tropicana, March 13th. I'm going. Frank, are you going to be attending?
That's right.
We want to see everybody out there, basically. We're gonna try and...
You got two beds in the room, right?
No, just one bed.
Excuse me?
One bed, buddy.
Oh, boy.
You're not... By the way, you're not staying with me. You've already agreed that your home base would be Ed's room.
No, I'm not staying in fucking Ed's room.
Just really shattering that, really shattering that rumor that's going around.
Okay, I will not enter in that. That fucking room is a biohazard. No, I'll probably just stay in the lobby all night.
You did it when you paid for a room in Disney World. Why don't you do it in AC? Just stay in the fucking lobby, like a vagrant. You and Ed gonna be bunking now. I have a feeling you're gonna be too drunk to drive home, and you're gonna have to crash somewhere, and it's gonna be in good old Ed's apartment. Or not apartment, or hotel room. Why did I say apartment? Jesus Christ. I don't know, Frank. I you know what? I need some coffee, and my fucking mind is foggy. I have a Keurig machine.
That the only one?
At my house, but it's not set up here. So I can't go run upstairs and get a cup of coffee instantly. You have it, though, and you're loving it.
I purchased a Keurig machine. I have the Platinum model, which is one of the upper echelons of models.
Oh, so that's the one Donna got you?
Yeah, why?
Good, because you said you were telling me that you made sure Donna got you the top of the line. She was going to get you something that wasn't, but you told her.
Right. She originally got me...
She wanted to surprise you with a gift,
Right. She gave me my birthday gift early because I said I wanted a Keurig machine. She goes, all right, it's here it is. And then she gave it to me reluctantly. She gave my gift early.
Yeah. And you made sure to let her know that you needed the platinum.
Right. She gave me the one of the lower models, which was just, you had to like wait 10 minutes for each car. I said, listen, I says, I need the top of the line, baby.
Yeah.
So she gave me the, I got the platinum one.
I mean,
and there's five beverage sizes, including cold beverages.
Did you try the cold beverages yet?
I did not at this point, no. Yeah, yeah.
You just drink, it's winter. You're drinking a ton of hot coffee. How much coffee are you drinking a day?
For a couple of days, I was drinking between 8 and 10 cups of coffee a day.
Jesus Christ.
And I was getting to the point where I couldn't stop peeing. But as you know, I enjoy the smell of my coffee piss. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, it's fun.
The reason I was drinking so much is because when you first order, they give you boxes of free cups and there's variety packs and stuff. Yeah. And I was just anxious to try all the flavors.
Yeah. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a very wired germ freak. Who's this?
This is Frank's Atlantic City roommate.
Frank's Atlantic City roommate is this?
I'm not rooming with you.
Ed, you know.
I got two double beds. We don't have to go in king together.
But no, you're gonna put you PM me and said you were gonna push them together.
Is it really two? Did you really get in two beds in there, Ed? Seriously,
I can do that.
Yeah, Ed told me he was gonna push them together so you two could spoon at a 45 degree angle.
I'm a very important person to Marriott.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
He's not staying at the Tropicana because he was too cheap to pay the Tropicana fees.
How far away from the hotel is that?
Mile.
A mile in AC is terrible. I'm gonna let you know, Ed.
It's a cab right away. I got no problem.
Yeah.
I'm a Marriott guy. What can I say?
Oh, wow. Just letting us know.
You're a Marriott guy and Ken's a Holiday Inn Express guy.
Excuse me, buddy. I'll have you know I'm staying at the fucking place where we're going.
Oh.
We decided Tropicana. I said, okay, I guess I'd better book a room at the Tropicana. I didn't look around in a mile radius and decide, they have a continental breakfast. Okay.
Well, there is a reason that I got the establishment away from the hotel, but Frank won't let me tell anyone.
I see. It's because Frank wants to be far from the crowds when he's having his ass cheek touched by you. Frank told me he wants to Ed, I don't know if he told you this yet. Frank said he wants to just pull down one side of his underwear so he could give one bare ass cheek to you. For you to put your face on. He just wants you to rest your head on his bare ass cheek.
Can you give me the less red ass cheek, Frank?
Yeah.
You know, this is getting way gay and...
Well, you know, we're talking about two guys in a hotel room a mile away from everything. Things are going to go down. By the way, did you or did you not sit together at a concert? Did you not sit next to each other at a restaurant? Did you or did you not bring another man, a strange man, into your action at the movies and sit the three of you together? Case closed. Ed, thank you for calling the show. Appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, I have something, though. I want to add something.
Oh, okay. What's up?
We all know Frank is very prolific in what he's brought to the show, and I apologize and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I have a question for him. Hey, Frank, where did you happen to get A's and a sandwich? Can I ask you that? Where did you get those? Did you make those up yourself?
Oh, you're saying A's and sandwich instead of
I've been and I've sandwich. Been saying that. I've been talking like that for years.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, you're gonna bring up something that's totally bullshit.
So
otherwise somebody would have brought it up before.
Hold on, Ed. Are you suggesting that Frank's copyrighted phrase is A's and sandwich? Are not his own?
Well, either that or a certain big-time morning talk radio show host on XM, Sirius XM. We'll just call him Anthony. We don't want to, we'll keep it anonymous. I heard him say both of those two phrases in the same bit. A's and sandwich, and he said the word sandwich at least twice.
Well, obviously, he's listening to the DJ New Style show.
Oh, that must be it.
Or the Howard Stern show where I heard them fucking years and years before Frank ever said them. Frank, did you or did you not listen to Howard Stern?
Of course!
Whoa! Course!
I was listening to Howard Stern when you were still in diapers.
What year was that?
82.
Really? Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, it's a good thing, Frank, is you'll be back in them soon enough.
Ed, thank you very much for calling, buddy. I appreciate it.
One more thing.
Oh. What's up?
You're ahead,
if
please.
If you go to DJ New, and I'm plugging you guys, of course. If you go to DJNewStyleShow.com, there's a counter there. And I happen to notice a big change in the counter at the top of the website. There were 3 digits.
Uh-oh!
Kind of countdown, and now there are only 2.
97 days! 97 days, Frank! Wow! Wow, 97, less than 100 days. That's going to go by like, listen, like that. Like that.
Frank, wow. Remember Obama's first 100 days in office? You know how quick that went?
Flu.
That's where you're at right
Flu.
Now.
Flu. Wow. So you need to lose 0.2 pounds every day. And you're saying you can't do it. You can't do that. Wow. Interesting. People are shouting for the scale, but they know that we do that later on. Ed, thank you for pointing that that out to us. I appreciate
that's all I got.
97 days, 45 minutes, 3, 2, 1 seconds. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. Frank, how does it make you feel? You're going to be 40 very soon.
I'm depressed about it.
Why are you depressed? What does that mean? How does that make any difference at all?
Because I'm closer to death.
You're closer to death right now. Right now. Right now and right now. Every second you're alive, you're closer to death.
You're absolutely right.
So why are you focusing on this?
Because it's a new deck. It's a new number. It's a new... There's a new number. It's not in the threes anymore. It's in the fours.
Yeah, it is in the fours.
Hi, I'm Frank. Hi, I'm Frank. I can't even say it.
Hey, I'm Frank. I'm 40 years old. Just say it. I'm 40 years old, guys. What's up?
I'm not going to say it.
Say it now, Frank.
No.
Face your fears. You need to.
I'm not 40, so I'm not going to say it.
This is good for you. Are you gonna say it when you turn 40?
I will have no choice then, will I?
Okay. Well, you know, people lie about their age. Are you going to be one of those people that's 39 forever?
The hell was that?
Yeah. So, Frank, you've been drinking some of the Keurig coffee. Did you come up with a favorite
Well, that's the problem I'm having.
Flavor?
I'm obsessing about reordering it. The flavors, they describe the flavors, and I from the descriptions, I still can't tell what the flavor is.
Yeah.
They have breakfast blend.
Yeah, that's probably something, you know, you have with your breakfast, I'm guessing. Something,
an eye-opening blend with a smooth, easygoing flavor made complex with the sweet, aromatic Costa Rican and smoky Guatemalan coffee beans.
Wait, from where? Where are the beans from?
Costa Rican and smoky Guatemalan coffee beans.
Why do you say it like that? Because you're not even saying it
correctly.
That's
the way you're supposed to say it. Obviously, you've never seen a newscast. You're supposed to say it that way.
Costa Rican and Guatemalan?
Right.
Guatemalan. Costa Rica.
Now, describe to me what an easygoing flavor is.
It's a flavor that just don't give a fuck. I don't know, Frank.
Now, morning
blend.
Gives
a shit. Drink the
morning
fucking thing.
Blend.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Drink the fucking thing and see if you like it. How about that? There's no need to fucking contemplate and waste your fucking days.
Listen,
97 of which in your 30s. That's it. 97. And you're sitting
morning
there
blend.
Twiddling your fucking thumbs, contemplating breakfast blend. Should I get breakfast blend or should I get morning blend? I don't know what to do. I'll just sit here and then cry when I'm 40. Fucking wake up. Pick one you like.
Morning blend, a smooth, uncomplicated blend. What does that mean?
I don't know.
The coffee
combines
smooth body with a light aromatic taste.
Who makes what's the company?
Timothy's.
Fuck Timothy. Okay? He's got to sell his shit that tastes
so
like every other
Sunday,
shit.
I was obsessing about which flavors to get. All day Sunday, that's all I did.
That's all you did in a whole day.
I spent over 8 hours.
That ticker went from 99 to 98, and all you did was nothing. You did nothing with that day that just slipped away. Wasted it, saying, should I get breakfast or should I get morning? I don't know. I eat breakfast in the morning, but sometimes I eat breakfast at night. I don't know what to do. Can I have morning at night? Shut up! Shut the fuck. Why don't you get Donut House or whatever, or fucking Green Mountain Blend?
Another brand flavor.
So what do you like? You have 10 cups a day. Surely you like one of them. Which one do you enjoy?
I like the Greenhouse breakfast blend.
Good. Now get that and nothing else.
But I want to try something different.
Then just pick one, any one. Get a sampler, try them all, and pick one. That's it. You no longer have the luxury of choice in your life. When you get to the point where you waste 24 hours deciding which fucking instant goddamn Keurig coffee to purchase, you don't have the luxury of choice anymore. You pick one fucking thing and that's what you get. That's it. And then you live your life or do your best at living your life. Do you understand? It's fucking frustrating to see somebody just trying to sail a boat with a fucking broken rudder. Just going in a fucking circle. I've got one oar, guys. I'm just going in a circle. Eventually it'll go where I need it to go. Jesus Christ. It's fucking frustrating. How many of these things have you purchased already?
Well, your first purchase, you can get, if you buy two boxes of 24, you can get two boxes for free. However, what I found out was, if you buy it directly from Keurig, it's more money. But I found a place called 11thstreetcoffee.com, and they're average about $3 cheaper per case than Keurig.com.
Oh, I noticed that that Pat from Minaki's here. He's listening, Frank.
Okay.
Do you know? Are you aware of a place called the Grease Trucks?
Oh, that's right. Yes, 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 yes. I am. Yes. Yes.
I would really, really like to go with you and Pat to the right. Grease Trucks in New Brunswick.
Right.
And do what that fucking prick bastard on Man vs. Food could not do.
Right.
Five sandwiches.
If you eat
in 45
five sandwiches,
minutes.
You get a sandwich named after
you. We want
you.
The Fat Pat in
right.
New Brunswick.
And you can get, and there's a Fat Daryl, a Fat Bitch. But you and if you eat five sandwiches in 45 minutes, you can get a sandwich named after you, and it'll be a Fat Pat. And I think that's appropriate because it rhymes.
Oh, it's his birthday today too.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Pat. Pat, I'm serious.
Pat, we would like for, you know. Of course, we will pay for the sandwiches. Of course, but
Frank,
we would like,
Frank will pay. Frank will pay for the sandwiches.
I would like to, and I know you're a competitive eater, and I don't know if this will infringe on your contract that you have with that organization.
We don't want you to be defrocked,
right?
I don't know what the term is in the food league. I don't know what is it. What's the name of the league? I don't even know. Doesn't matter. I want this to happen. I want Pat from Minaki to have his own fucking sandwich.
Right, he deserves his own sandwich.
He's a nice enough guy.
And we would like
And you know what? I want that fucking Man versus Food guy to be really just put in his fucking place. Because I've seen people do this. I've seen people eat five sandwiches in fucking 45 minutes. This guy has a show where he eats food and it's his whole fucking thing and he couldn't do it. He came close.
The International Federation of Competitive Eating, I believe it's called.
Yeah, IFOCE, he says.
But we would like to make this happen, Pat, and we would like to know if you could be part of it.
Yeah, so Pat, sometime after the show, tweet us or contact us and let's meet up there and make a video and get a sandwich named after you in New Brunswick. And let's make that happen. I just saw him, Frank. I didn't mean to sidetrack you.
We've been looking for him.
I know. We're talking. Well, you know, you follow him on Twitter, obviously. Pat from Minaki with no O. Anyway, and I know you're talking about coffee.
A lot of people don't notice, but Pat is originally from Clifton. So just an FYI.
That's good, Frank. I see. Where'd you get that off the Wikipedia page?
No. He told me one time.
Interesting. Just dropping names. It's okay. It's okay. You want to be want to hobnob. It's all right. You're big into coffee. basically.
I'm a coffeeaholic. I'm a newbie when it comes to coffee. I've only been drinking it for a couple of years, but I enjoy it. And when I was a tea drinker, I would always go into coffee places and I would always enjoy the smell of coffee. And I said to myself, I wish I liked coffee. But now I like coffee and I enjoy it.
Now the thing, Frank, the thing, I want you to get rid of your Keurig machine. I want you to not have a goddamn Keurig in your house. You should not be devoting all this thought to it. You're ruining your life with this. You're drinking far too much coffee. I mean, is it that you never get enough? You need a lot of coffee?
This is what was happening. I'm starting to get headaches now. And I don't know if I'm getting headaches because I need coffee or because I don't have enough. I'm drinking too much of it or because I don't have enough. Because I was told that if you drink too much coffee, you can get a headache, a caffeine headache, a withdrawal headache.
Yeah.
The last 2 days, I haven't drank any coffee because I didn't want these headaches. And so the headaches stopped.
So you've been cutting back on the caffeine?
Cutting back, yes. But I've been drinking tea.
Well, tea's got caffeine.
Not as much as coffee.
But when you want to cut caffeine out, you don't drink caffeine. You understand? Like your diet soda and your tea and all that, you should get rid of that as well. Anyway, I think you should just go back to Starbucks, Frank. I think you should just stick to Starbucks.
You know what? I went to there fucking today, and I got a fucking latte, and they forgot to put the espresso in it. I was drinking fucking warm milk. I was drinking a fucking 16-ounce cup of warm milk. And I didn't realize until I was fucking on the highway already. The fucks.
You get Christy.com'd. That's what we call Christy.com'd. Someone relying on caffeine to live as they have to drive very, very far. She refuses them this. They die. And she gets fired. And then nobody cares. Starbucks, Frank, is... by the way, your drink of choice at Starbucks...
It's a venti non-fat latte, a no foam, 4 equals.
No foam, 4 equals. And you said the first word you said?
Venti.
Could I interest you in a Trenta?
Trenta?
Trenta.
There's nothing bigger than a venti, my friend.
Oh, contraire, Frank. Starbucks is toying with the idea of a 32-ounce serving of their beverages, which they're incorrectly calling a Trenta. Should be called Trente Due. That's 32 in Italian.
Right.
As you're well aware. But Trenta is going to be their largest, their extra large beverage. Do you anticipate going bigger than Venti?
If this I don't know. Because I'm actually wanting to start cutting down to Grandis.
Hmm.
32 ounces is a little too much. Yeah. How do you feel?
I wouldn't do it. Because I think they're starting this out only with their... They're frozen and cold beverages. I could see it happening with their larger beverages. I've started getting quad or triple shot lattes because I'd rather have more coffee than milk. You got no milk today, which I find fucking hysterical.
I got no espresso today.
I mean, yeah, no espresso. You just got a big cup.
I got a fucking cup of warm milk,
like a fucking sick child.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
And stupid me, I drank the fucking thing anyway because I said to myself, I'm not gonna. I paid for it.
Yeah, but how did you know?
There was no flavor. It was fucking milk. I could tell it's milk.
And you didn't say anything.
I was already on the fucking highway. I didn't want to fucking make a U-turn and go back.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I mean, to me, the 32 ounce shit is a little bit too much. Just a bit too fucking much. I don't know. I might give it a shot, see how much I can do it. But I when I go there now, Frank, I get grande. I go grande in the fucking the sizes. I'm trying to cut back. I do it once a week now. I used to go every day. Don't go there anymore. I go there once a week before the show. Missed today, though. That's why I'm a little bit fucking bleary-headed. And I'm also really fucking sore. As you may be aware, Frank, the snowfall... the shoveling, I mean, your back probably is very, very, very fucking, very sore from shoveling. All the shoveling you had to do.
I didn't do any shoveling.
Yeah. What, you didn't do any shoveling?
No, I didn't shovel anything.
Why not? How much snow did you get?
I don't know, 8, 10, 12 inches, whatever.
We got 2.5 feet.
Yeah, you guys got a lot more than we did.
2.5 feet.
Well, is that the most you ever remember?
Maybe before that a little bit. Now, Frank, I understand you have a bit of a game that you wanted to play today.
Well, nice transition.
Yeah, I'm just tired of talking about fucking snow and all that. I don't even want to think about it. We have a game prepared.
Well, it's let's build it up a little bit here, my friend.
Well, what do you got? Because we have somebody ready to play.
You're familiar with Twitter.
I am familiar with Twitter.
Twitter.com/networking program.
Twitter.com/DJNewStyle. Twitter.com/TheGermFreak. Yes. Okay.
There's a lot of famous people on Twitter, as you're well aware of.
Yes.
Okay. So what I've done is
Apeface Magoo actually is one of the famous people.
Yes. I've compiled a little game, if you will.
Sure.
Of who the most popular celebrities on Twitter are, by way of how many people they follow them. Now, you may say to yourself, well, Frank, how can you do that? Because there could be somebody who's been on Twitter for a month and somebody who's been on for 12 months. Obviously, the person on 12 months is going to have more followers. What I did was...
Holy shit, what did you do?
I only compared the choices with the people who've been on at the same time. For example, name the celebrity who has the most followers who's been on, and they've all been on for 12 months. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That was convoluted fucking thing. Hey, Frank, I have a great idea for a game show. Find celebrities, present two names, and make people guess which is more popular.
Right.
But it doesn't need a fucking
I'm doing
a
that.
And butt.
Shut up. I'm doing that, but the celebrities that you have to choose from have all been on Twitter for approximately the same amount
of
time.
Okay, so you've selected celebrities that have been on the same time.
Right.
Okay.
I will only compare this to celebrities.
Holy shit. Well, we have a contestant for this game. I can't wait to see how it goes. Joining us on the show from Culture Enema, Found Your Music, Jeff. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine, Jeff. So did you by any chance hear the terms of the game that you're about to play?
It was breaking up, but if you can just quickly repeat it.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going to give you a multiple choice question, and you have to tell me which celebrity has more followers on Twitter.
Yes.
And each celebrity will be on for the same amount of time.
I don't understand why you qualify that. Who gives a shit?
Because you cannot compare a celebrity.
Okay. As fucking just stop the torture. I'm begging you. Like,
you understand what I mean by this?
I feel like I'm being raped. I just want you to fucking jizz and go away.
Okay. All of these celebrities have been on Twitter for approximately 12 months. Okay?
Holy shit. We fucking understand. Stop.
This is the first question.
So this is who's more popular on Twitter?
Who has more followers on Twitter? Which celebrities? I'm giving you a multiple choice question. And each celebrity that I give you will be on Twitter the same amount of time.
You're laughing because you know this sucks!
All right, you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay. All of these celebrities have been on Twitter for approximately 12 months. Which of these three celebrities has more followers? Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
Denise Richards.
Okay.
Or Paris Hilton?
I'm going to say fucking Paris Hilton has more.
Jeffrey?
Before I answer, it would really help if I just knew how long they've been on Twitter.
All three of them have been on for 12 months. Approximately 12 months.
Okay, so that's a year. I'm going to go with Paris Hilton.
Okay, both of you are incorrect. It's Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz has 1.6 million followers, whereas Denise Richards and Paris Hilton both have 1.5.
We're incorrect. All right, Frank, let's continue. What do you call this game?
I call this Guess Which Celebrity Has More Followers on Twitter.
Relative to the time they've been on Twitter. For example, Paris Hilton has been on 12 months. This is the first edition of Guess Who Has More Followers relative to the time that they've been on Twitter. First edition. Second question, Frank.
Okay. Which of these celebrities who have all been on between 12 and 13 months has the most followers? Zac Efron, Michael Moore or Kelly Clarkson? Michael Moore is the documentary.
Zac Efron.
Jeffrey, what's your answer?
Fred, I'm just wondering, how many months in a year?
All right, Jeff, we get it. We get it. Frank's bit is not good. Okay,
what did you just say before that?
Clarkson.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You are both incorrect. It's Michael Moore.
Oh.
Michael Moore has 661,000 followers, whereas Zac Efron has 105 and Kelly Clarkson 170.
Okay. Next question, Frank. Next set of celebrities.
Who has more Twitter followers? 80s celebrity Jenny Garth.
80s.
Melissa Joan Hart.
She was from the 90s.
Drew Carey or Dan DeVito?
Drew Carey.
Next,
what's the answer?
I'm going to say DeVito.
Jeffrey, you are correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good, Jeff. And for me?
Oh.
Incorrect. Okay, Frank. So how long did you take putting this together?
Just a little bit.
You had a fucking pivot table with dates and follower numbers.
Are you shitting on this? Because I'll end right now.
I'm enthralled. Let's do another one, Frank. Another couple celebrities on Twitter. Let's see who's more popular on Twitter by having the most followers relative to the time they've signed up on Twitter. For example, Paris has been on for a year.
The next celebrities are as follows. Jenna Jameson, famous porn actress. Pamela Anderson, has been from Baywatch. Or Sarah Silverman.
And how long have they been on? That's important, Frank.
I thought you said to Jeff we got it already.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't say.
These are 10 to 11 months all of them have been on.
Sarah Silverman.
Jeffrey?
I'm going to go with Jenna Jameson.
Ken, you are correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jeff?
Oh.
Next set of celebrities. Who has more Twitter followers? Justin Timberlake, Ashley Simpson Wentz, or Mandy Moore?
You know, I'm drawing a complete fucking blank. Who are the people again?
Justin Timberlake.
What? You know what? Let me just do this.
Oh.
Jeff, you guess.
So let me get this straight. Probably one of the most popular male vocalists of our time, and two has been B-level singers from the late 90s. I'm going to go with Justin Timberlake.
Ken, what is your answer?
The third name that you said.
Which is Mandy Moore?
Yeah, Mandy Moore.
You're both incorrect. The answer is Ashley Simpson Wentz, who has 2.1 million followers.
Yeah, we're incorrect. Okay, so Frank, what did you learn from this?
Next set of celebrities. Do you want to continue this? Because I'll destroy it right
How
now.
How many more do we have?
All right, you know what? We can stop right now.
How many more do we have? It's okay.
It's up to however many you want.
Frank,
however many you want.
Frank,
but we can stop it right now.
I'm not
shitting
on this at all. I like the idea. I have a feeling that this is a product that was very poorly marketed. I don't think the listeners know exactly what they're listening to. Could you just sell it to them a little bit and give
this
it?
Is...
Wait, and hold on. You need a zippy name.
If I may, I find this fascinating as a listener to discover that one's popularity in real life isn't carried over onto Twitter.
It's definitely not. Absolutely not. And you know why, Jeff? Because Justin Timberlake probably doesn't go on Twitter and write, LOL, the crust on this bread is delicious. Instead, it's somebody that works for him and wants to let everybody know when his album drops. Whereas Ashley Simpson Wentz, I guess,
has a lot of time.
Has a lot of free fucking time to blog about which hoodie makes her fucking plastic surgery nose look better.
Well, Lenny Kravitz, though, that doesn't strike me as a guy who has a lot of free time. Very good looking, outgoing, rock star.
Yeah.
Whereas this Paris Hilton, who is basically of that generation, the kind of the Kardashian.
Yeah, but you know what? Paris Hilton's over with now. Her time was in like 05. That was her golden year. And now it's done. We've seen everything we wanted to see from Paris. Now we're into whoever the next whore is. Who is the next whore?
Barb.
There you go.
Okay, next set of celebrities. Kourtney Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Or Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, why didn't you just go with all the Kardashian sisters?
Because obviously, you know, one is the one is more popular than the other one.
Of course. So you're saying Elizabeth Taylor?
I took the two lesser popular sisters.
Elizabeth Taylor's on Twitter?
And Elizabeth Taylor, famous actress of the day.
She doesn't even know what Twitter is.
Who has more followers?
Twitter is the noise she makes before she says a word.
Simon Cowell, Beyonce, the guy from Subway.
I bet you Jared Fogle has more fucking followers than Simon Cowell.
23. I had a $5 foot long today. It was delicious.
Just threw away a pair of fat pants. Feels good. Hash sign, not fat. Okay, so I'm going to go with Liz Taylor. Jeff, your answer.
Which one's the barbarian-looking Kardashian?
That's the panda face one.
Kourtney Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Khloe. Elizabeth Taylor.
Khloe's the hideous one.
The manly one, that one.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
The beast!
Well, whatever their answer is, Khloe.
Really?
Khloe.
Oh, did anybody say Khloe?
Next set of celebrities.
Frank, you are exhibiting the type of behavior of someone who dies in a burning
house.
He's
saying the beast. I don't know who he's talking about.
This is how people die in house fires. They just say, you know what? My house isn't going to burn.
All right, next set of celebrities. The answer is Khloe Kardashian. If that's who you were thinking of, then you're right. If that's not who you're thinking of, then
right,
you're
Jeff.
Wrong.
Yeah,
you're right.
Why does she get more followers than the pretty one? That's
all right, last one, Frank. Last one.
I have two more.
Oh, well, thanks. See, okay, let's go.
Demi Moore, Mariah Carey, or Martha Stewart?
Demi Moore.
I'm gonna say Mariah Carey.
Demi Moore.
Okay, it's Demi Moore.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and Jeff?
Oh.
Next right. up, Frank. Last
That's it.
One.
We're done.
No,
we're
you
done.
Said you said you had two more, buddy.
Nah,
two
fuck
more.
It. Fuck it. I'm ripping it up and throwing it out.
I like it.
Frank, would you shit on it, please, and take a picture of the shit on the bit? I like
this
that.
One's a keeper.
Shit on the bit would be good. Wow.
Keep it.
So, Jeff, you want to do this one again?
Oh, it's what I do with Is It Gay.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what's wrong with Is It Gay?
Nothing. I love
him. Oh, okay. I'm just saying. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Well, Jeff, thank you for winning this bit.
Yeah, I win.
It's a title that you can keep. And one you'll probably never get to defend. So, thank you very much. Frank, are you upset?
No, not at all.
You are. You put a lot of time into that, didn't you?
No.
You didn't give it a good zippy name.
Well, the way you brought it up was awful. The way you
I said you had a game. Let's play.
Yeah, but what you should have said is, you know, have you're familiar with Twitter, aren't you? You go on Twitter. That's how you bring it up. You don't say you have a game, don't you? You have to transition it.
And then you went on and fucking you had 10 minutes, 10 fucking minutes.
Hurry up and tweet.
Oh, Jesus Christ! You know what? I'm sorry, Frank. I'm wrong. I could not. I should have done a better job introing your bit. Do you want me to retool it a little bit and come back with it? And then what we could do is which celebrity follows more people? Huh?
Nah. You know what?
Well, don't rip it up. Don't rip it up.
It's done.
Why'd you rip? No, don't do that.
It's already burned.
You didn't set a fucking fire in your office, asshole. Act like it's already burned Anyway, Jeff, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I'm telling you, it's good to be back in New York. Fucking Florida baked everybody's brain. When Sonny gets out of the fucking sun, he's going to realize what a miserable fucking idea you had.
How long is he going to stay down there?
Do I know? I never saw so many old fucking people in my life. Who the fuck wants to go to Florida? You know, sometimes you're one stupid cocksucker, Donnie. Donnie, it's my bag. Donnie.
Nobody calls me a cocksucker.
You get that fucking bag.
I'm not getting it.
Pick it up.
No.
Pick up the fucking bag.
No fucking way left.
Don't think you got the wood over my eyes, Donnie. I watch you sliding up to Sonny Black.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Now you're up on your high fucking horses.
I got no fucking loyalty to Sonny Black. That ain't the issue.
Donnie, that's the other one.
Nobody calls me a cocksucker.
For your information, I'll call you whatever the fuck I want. I'll call you a cocksucker. I'll call you a motherfucker. I'll call you,
You're the fucking cocksucker, huh?
Fuck!
You fucking cocksucker. How's it feel?
My fucking knife is in the bag.
Go ahead, Left. Fucking whack me. Stab me. Right in the fucking baggage claim.
You pick up that bag, Donald.
Whack me. Because you know what? You make me so fucking mad, I'm gonna whack you, and then when I'm gonna whack you... For whacking you anyway.
You can't call me a cocksucker, Donnie.
I ain't picking up the bag.
You pick it up!
I ain't!
You pick up that bag, Donnie, god damn it! End scene. Thank you. Frank, what was that movie?
That's a famous movie, probably one of my top five movies of that genre is Donnie Brasco starring Jonathan Depp and Alfred Pacino.
Why do you go full name on that? Is that
the way I do it?
Is that a sign of respect when you go
full
name?
That's the way I do it.
Like Stephen Larper, you respect him?
Yes, I do.
I see. I see, Frank. You do respect him. But Frank, do you respect me? Do you respect me?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. And when you do, what's it based on?
I don't know. Where is this going?
What is this respect that you have for me based on? I mean, you know, truth be told, we're fucking strangers, basically.
Yes. I know nothing about you.
You don't know shit about me.
Nothing.
So maybe it's time that we learn, Frank. Time we learn a little bit about me by playing the second installment of Ever Have I Ever. Last time we played, Frank was asked a series of questions. Has he done something? Has he done this? Has he done that? And he answered truthfully, revealing a little bit about himself, giving us a little bit of insight about something we might not have known. Now, Frank, I'm going to give you a period of time to ask me questions, and I will say whether I've done them or not, and I'll expound if I feel like it. Your first
okay,
question.
That's a little bit different than what we had done originally.
Because I think a little higher of this, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
No. All right. Well, I thought you were going to give the question. I have to answer whether or not it's true. It actually happened or not.
Well, we're doing a little different today.
Oh, okay. All right. These are your questions. I'm simply reciting your questions.
Why are you reciting my questions? You have your own questions.
But you have to answer with your own answers.
Yeah, I'm answering with my own answers.
Right. Have you ever rode a horsey?
A what?
A horsey.
A horse?
Horsey.
No, I've never ridden a horse, Frank. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it does actually.
You've really ridden a horse?
Of course. Several times. I like horseback riding. I enjoy the horse.
Of course, of course. Next question, Frank.
Have you ever cried in school?
Yes, I have.
What was the reason?
I was trying to get out of detention after I punched our friend Lil Jimmy Rhodes in the stomach. In fourth grade.
And you were crying because you were afraid you were getting detention?
I cried in front of the principal.
Well, what kind of cry was this? A hysterical cry?
I didn't mean to hurt him. I was 10 years old. I figured if I cried, I would get out of it. I did not get out of it. And I basically sold some of my fucking pride to get nothing. I had to do the detention. I think it was the first detention logged in my school's history. Thank you.
It went on your permanent record, too.
It did. I'm still trying to get it off of there.
Have you ever been arrested?
I've never been arrested.
Have you ever shit your pants?
Well, kind of.
What does that mean?
I was in a lecture hall. I fell asleep. I woke up and I noticed the shit smell around me. And I realized, that's from me. I farted and shit flew out of my ass into my jeans.
Well, that happened to me in 12th grade.
It's called sharding.
Yes. Yes, thank
you. Does that belong to the shit your pants category?
I don't know. But in 12th grade, after gym class, I had 12th grade, 7th period, 12th grade gym. And I had one more class after that, psychology. And I had I had really bad gas, and I let a fart go, and I shit my pants. But what happened is the shit penetrated through the underwears and the sweatpants so that there was a big brown spot on my A's. And people were asking me, what happened to your pants? I says, I fell in the fucking mud. I said, and this whole fucking room stunk to high heaven.
I had a little dollop, a little nickel-sized nugget of shit in my pants.
And then what happened was...
But you had it absorb all my...
I was sitting in class, and what happened is, while I was sitting in class for 45 minutes, so the shit hardened in the crack of my ass. So by the time I got home, I had chiseled the shit out of my fucking ass. It's fucking awful.
So why didn't you just leave? Like, the minute I noticed it was me, I left and I took a shower.
Well, this isn't. I'm assuming you were in college, right?
Yeah, but
this was high school. You know,
well, you go home, just run home.
The shit hardened in my crack of my A's.
I would have tried to scrub it out. I'm not gonna.
I had to throw my fucking underwear off. I took my underwears down. And I had to fucking throw them right out, man. And it pulled all the hair off the crack of my A's because the shit was stuck to it.
So it was like a Biore strip for ass hair.
Yes.
Holy shit. Well, I guess we're learning a little bit about you in spite of learning that I shit a little bit in my pants. Okay. So yeah, the answer is yes, I did. No, I did not let it harden in my ass, though. If that was
have you ever partaken in a drug activity?
Of course not. I've never.
Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
No. Do you consider caffeine a drug? I do.
No.
I do, and I'm addicted, Frank.
You've never smoked a cigarette in your life?
Never.
Have you ever had your lips around a cigarette?
No, never.
Have you ever held a cigarette?
Yes, I've held.
So you admit that?
Yeah.
All right, what was the occasion that you held a cigarette for?
Someone was... closing their jacket or something, and they said, "Yo, hold this."
Okay. Did you think you were cool because you were holding the cigarette?
No, I really didn't think anything of it.
Oh,
you did though. You would have.
No. Have you ever used a pill to enhance an erection?
No, never. Never have.
Have you ran over an animal ever?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I ran over somebody's cat once.
Okay, whose cat was...
It was a kid I went to school with and was friendly with. I ran over his cat. Like, it's a type of person that you know in school, like you know in class, but you never see them outside of that setting. I killed their cat, and I just kept driving. I felt terrible, but I don't know him like that. So, okay. You know, you should have had your cat inside, buddy.
Have you ever called a phone sex line?
Yes, I have. I was 12 years old. I found a nudie magazine, and in the back were some of the numbers that you could call, and they looked like 800 numbers, which means it's toll free. So I called it just to see what it was about, and a phone bill of $600 later.
And what did your parents? Are they pissed?
They were less than pleased. So from then on, I stopped calling from my house and told my friends all about how awesome it was. And we called from this other kid's house.
Were you embarrassed when your parents found this out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because what happens is you call the 800 number and it forwards you to a number somewhere in, like, Guam. So my mother would ask me, who is calling someone in Guam or French Guiana or something like that? I'm like, I don't know. And so she would look into it and discover that it was a sex line. And she would figure, well, this isn't something my husband would do.
Now, did you know that when she said, did you put two and two together before she asked you if it, what this was about? You knew.
Oh,
that.
I had my inklings at 11 or 12 years old.
And you confessed to her, or did she? They get it out of you.
Denied it, and then eventually they kind of proved based on the time. They said you were the only one here at this time. It had to have been you.
And then you how'd you break down and say it was you?
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to see what it was. Oh, you just wanted to see what it was. Every day for a month. So, yeah, that was...
Did they yell at you?
The most embarrassing shit. Oh, yeah. Dude.
They yelled.
That was a $600 phone bill.
All right, was that the worst your parents ever yelled at you?
Maybe. I mean, as a kid, yeah. Sure. I mean...
Did you get hit?
I did not get hit. They've never hit me.
You've never been hit?
I've never been hit by my parents.
You're kidding, right?
Swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Honest engine, Frank, and not the Italian one in a commercial. Never, ever, sir. What, you've been hit many times?
Of course!
Of course! Which one of your parents was the hitter?
My mother.
Okay, I see.
My father hit me maybe about 3 or 4 times in my whole life.
Closed hand? Ever in the face?
No, never in the face.
Did you ever want to throw down with him? Square up. And,
we almost came into physical blows one time.
How old were you?
I was an adult. I was like 20.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the issue?
I don't know if I really want to get into it.
Oh, okay.
But it was
something to do with your rat tail and earring, I guess.
Nah, a little. Whatever.
Okay. You could have just said yes and then let it be that. But now people are going to wonder.
Oh, what does it matter?
Any other questions, Frank?
I think that's about... Oh, did you ever get caught jerking off?
Yeah, I did.
Who caught you?
Well, it depends. Which time?
Oh, boy.
Were
you ever caught by a family member?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Who?
Well... You know, wouldn't you agree a closed door is something that you don't necessarily respect? You respect
right.
A closed door.
Right.
You don't necessarily expect a family member to open the closed door and offer you a quick check sandwich.
Oh.
My mom had gotten subs, sub sandwiches.
So I guess you had your own mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's great. and I heard the knob go, and I was able to conceal everything. You the shirt over it, pull whatever pants up, you know, you got to be ready. And I was covered, but I was in such an awkward position that, and what was on the screen was so obvious what I was doing. And she basically just, oh my, throws the sandwich on the desk.
Are you serious?
Throws the sandwich on the desk.
She knew what you were doing.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Were you embarrassed?
Of course. Of course!
So how'd you leave the room?
I didn't. I was in my fucking bedroom. I stayed there.
But eventually you had to leave.
It was awkward. Oh, it was awkward.
Did you eat the sandwich?
You know what? I did eat the sandwich. I ate it because I felt... I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Dude, this is fucking bad news. Blah, blah, blah. I ate the sandwich and then I fucking jerked off. And then I went out and...
This was last week, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm trying. That's why I'm buying a new house.
No, but seriously,
trying to get a new house.
How'd you leave? How long were you in that room for before you finally left the room?
Oh, like an hour or two.
And were you like just hesitating on leaving the room?
I was waiting for her to go somewhere. I was waiting for her to leave the home, but you know there had to be like eerie silence and like a. Like, you know that, like, I'm not saying anything.
So when you left, nobody brought it up after that?
No, never again. Never again, but I could tell.
She asked you what you were doing in there?
No, she fucking knew. You don't look on a screen with a bitch getting it from behind. Full screen, maximized. And not know. I'm not...
Now, how old were you?
I didn't like school,
so
I wasn't doing research papers.
How old were you?
Probably like, it was high school, so was I able to drive? Maybe 17 or 16. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your mother just pretended like it never happened?
Yeah. Absolutely. What are you going to do? What's she going to corner me and say, are you jerking off? Were you jerking off? Tell me. You can tell me, you know. You won't be. Were you jerking off?
Were you more she embarrassed knows. With facing your mother or your father?
Facing him? What? No, I didn't have to face him. First of all, you have to understand, your father is a man who jerked off in the past and probably still does. You know, when you're caught, the person to be awkward around is your mother if your mother caught you. If your mother knows, it's a little awkward. I could give a shit less now. I mean, you know, whatever. But then she's trying to do something nice, give me a sandwich to eat. She's like, oh, I got you a sandwich. Oh, throw it on the desk and run, basically. And I got up, I shut the door. I ate the sandwich. I sat around. Eventually,
did you wash your hands before you ate the sandwich? Because you probably had slimy hands.
I didn't have slimy hands. I just started, but you know, whatever. It's my own fucking dick. If I want to eat a goddamn Quick Check sub, I'll eat a Quick Check sub. This concludes. Wow, this is very embarrassing. I don't know how you do this on a weekly basis, Frank. Exposing things about yourself that you would not have otherwise brought up on Ever Have I Ever. Yeah, I think I remember how we did it last time. It wasn't like this, was it? I think I should have had my own list of questions.
That's what I said. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you going to do? Maybe next time, Frank. Maybe next time. But you do understand, Frank. You do understand that it is time for the weigh-in. Frank! Get the scale!
Hold on a second.
Okay, thank you. Right now, Frank is going to prove whether or not he lost weight. He's going to stand on a scale completely nude, photograph the weight, and post it on Twitter. If he catches a corner of his dick in the picture, we will all share a laugh.
I'm keeping my socks on.
Why would you keep your socks on? They're going to weigh.
Because I don't like taking them off.
Because you need an excuse why you weigh more.
No.
Admit it.
No.
So make your predictions here. If you want to call the show, it's 316-768-4472. Big Well is predicting 214. He's actually giving you the benefit of the doubt that you're going to lose 2 pounds. Frank, last week you weighed in at 216. 216 pounds. Your starting point. Where's Donna? Is she going to officiate here?
She's not going to be able
to. Oh, bullshit!
Holy Christ.
Oh, no. Hold on. Hold
fucking
on.
Christ.
Hold on.
Jesus.
Hold on. Are you tweeting this? Are you going to tweet this?
Oh, my fucking God.
Hold on. This is all.
This can't be right.
Okay, make your predictions. Goatweed says 219. Peter Dragon says 217. Able to Drum, 213. You're obviously wrong. Earth Dog, 218.
You know what?
Barb predicts 300 pounds.
I think I better have Donna come down here because I don't think I'm reading this right. I'll be right back. Donna, come down here.
Keith Fu, 220. Pristine Sneakers, 174. I want to remind you, he's not phoning in via satellite. He is on Earth. Jay Kling, 214. The Green Ninja, 224. Ed McGrath, 212. Donna's coming down to read the official results of the weigh-in. Frank's 20 by 40 self-imposed contest, which may or may not include him photographing all of his food. I would love him to do it. I think it would be great. But I don't think he will. Jeff is going with the Price is Right strategy of bidding 1 pound. There's no way 1 pound is going to win because Pristine has already put something that is definitely lower, but higher than yours. So Pristine would beat you. You see that, Jeff? That's how Price is Right works. You're the idiot
Hello?
Who bets $1 because he thinks that's how it goes. Frank, what's up?
I got my wife here because I don't know if I was reading this
Tell
correctly.
Tell Donna I say
hello. Say
hello
to everybody.
Hi,
okay. Donna, how are you?
Okay. Here we go. Okay.
The official weight. Episode 246, DJ Newstyle Show. Is. Hello? Are we going to get a fucking number here?
Is this thing real? Is this fucking real? Are you sure it's right? See, check it out.
I'm saying 230 plus. 230 plus.
But that's... I don't know if it's level over there.
He's checking the level how level the floor is, you know it's bad. Ed is sensing something up here. Something might be...
This can't be right.
This might be fake.
This cannot be...
Donna's laughing, so it's definitely high. I'm thinking it's definitely high. She would be cheering.
This can't be fucking
okay,
right.
Okay, what's the fucking number?
Donna, could you please read the number?
Into the number. Or the microphone, rather.
Wake up. Here, say it here.
$223.
Holy shit!
What the fuck is going on here? This is bullshit!
That means you lied last week, you fuck!
No, I did not lie last week. I was 216.
You gained 7 pounds in a fucking week?
Oh, God, what's going on here?
You gained 7 pounds in a week! Do you have a lupus? Either you have a lupus or you fucking lied last week.
I swear to God I did not lie last week.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no offense, Jimmy J.J. Walker, I'm sorry.
All right, I'm going to confess something.
Okay.
Last week, I did weigh myself. I was 216 pounds. However, I weighed myself in the morning.
Oh, you fucking asshole! You fucking asshole! That's cheating! And you said that you were naked weighing yourself! You fucking liar!
You think I'm going to sit here naked by myself? I had to do that because Donna was ill that day.
Oh, the poor raccoons that have to walk past, that have to scamper past that basement window with that terrible sight.
Jesus Christ, I can't believe this is happening. What the fuck is going on here? This is unbelievable.
223. Holy.
This is the highest I've ever been.
You are trying to lose weight. You're aware of that, right?
You know what?
Fuck are you doing?
This is drastic measures have to be made now. Drastic measures have to be made now.
You need to lose 27 pounds.
Jesus.
In 97 days.
What the fuck? I cannot believe this is happening. Oh, God.
Are you doing anything?
Like what?
Okay, maybe the going out for wings and donuts thing probably shouldn't have happened. Holy shit, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Frank, how much exercise did you do in the last week?
Honestly, I walked one day. I walked around the block a couple times.
So like a mile?
Yeah.
You did 1 mile in 7 days?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to gain another 7.
I can't go on a treadmill because I'm scared. I'm scared to go on a treadmill because you know where it's at.
Where is it?
It's in the area where the, you know what was found.
Holy shit.
So I'm thinking about buying an elliptical machine.
A what?
An elliptical workout machine.
Elliptical.
It's elliptical. It's like you. It's like it's skiing, but it's elliptical. You go up and down with it.
Elliptical.
Oh, elliptical. Yeah.
So why don't you just go on the treadmill?
I'm scared of the rats. Go in that room. Yes,
they're all dead. You had a fucking guy rooting around your house. The guy found 20-year-old SlimFast meals and threw them out. He obviously scoured. It's taken care of.
But I'm scared it's going to jump on my head.
A rat is really going to jump on your head. When you had rats, did any rats jump on your fucking head? No. Frank, you're making excuses.
This is ridiculous.
You gained 7 pounds in a fucking week. That's a pound a day.
Jesus.
You gained a pound every fucking day.
It's your fault.
It's not my fucking fault.
I can't believe it. I'm aggravated.
And you know what? And you're upset you didn't get to go to Cracker Barrel, where you would have had 7 times the calories.
And you know what? Know what even sucks? I was looking at the Cracker Barrel website before, and there's one in a town that I have to go to tomorrow, and I was going to go there, but fuck it now!
They have low-carb alternatives.
And I wanted to get some sausage and biscuit gravy. I cannot believe I'm fucking 223. I am a fat fucking piece of shit. I'm a fucking pear, for Christ. I'm a walking pear.
Thank you, Vader. Holy shit.
God, I used to be thin. I used to be a 28 waist, for Christ's sake. You've seen the picture of me in 1985 when I was 25, didn't you?
Yeah, we all saw it.
Or 15, rather. I used to be thin.
Yeah, you used to be very thin. But now you're not.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Now, you're planning your work day around sausage gravy.
I only have two pairs of pants that fit me. I can't buckle my pants anymore. This is ridiculous. I'm too far gone to lose the weight. I'm too far gone. I'm too far gone, I tell you.
Oh, God. Now, Pat from Meraki says, now you're a 40 waist. W-A-S-T-E.
Jeez. I used to be a 28-inch waist. When I graduated high school, I was 28 inches. Jesus. I'm just disgusted with myself. I'm disgusted with everything.
And the best ones. Donna couldn't even compose herself. She couldn't even compose herself after seeing the number. Did you take a picture of it?
I'll take a picture of it. Hold on.
You said you would.
Well, you know what? My Donna said it, so obviously, you know, she told the truth.
Okay, so that's another broken promise. Are you?
No, you know she told the truth. She took the scale back upstairs. I was too flabbergasted, for God's sakes.
Now,
this is absurd. I'm embarrassed. God.
Okay, Frank, now, are you going to post pictures of your food before you eat now?
And I was going to go upstairs and have a nice snack, a 100-calorie dessert. I'm not going to have a goddamn thing.
Really, really, really starve yourself. Frank, a 100-calorie dessert. Why don't you just eat carrots? Why don't you eat celery?
Let me think, because chocolate is better.
Okay, then obviously you know which side of the needle you want to be on.
I can't believe this is happening. I'm disgusted with myself. I'm disgusted with everything.
Well, what are you going to do? You're the worst.
I'm too far gone to lose the weight.
So you may as well just keep gaining then, right? You don't think you could lose 27 pounds?
It's impossible because I'm too far gone.
You got to lose 27 pounds now. Oh, my God. Urka Durka says heart attack by 50 if you keep this up. It's getting real now, isn't it? You gained 7 fucking pounds, Frank. After losing and fighting to get back to your starting point, you gained 7 pounds. Yeah, you know, Goatweed recommends, why don't you just try taking Ally, the stuff that makes you shit grease. You know what? Maybe that'll fix another problem. Two birds, one stone. That grease could cauterize your ass wound. Ustreamer 178 says, let's see if he can gain 7 more next week. 7 more for next week. You think you can do it, Frank? I think you can do it. I think Frank's going to gain 7 more next week. Yeah. Unhealthy. Holy shit, Frank. What do you have to say?
I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I don't know if I should go to a nutritionist, if I should go to if I should hire a trainer. I don't know what to do.
I don't know. Chocolate's so delicious. Frank, you know you want that 100-calorie dessert upstairs, and you know you're not just going to eat one because it's so good. You're going to have several. Face it, Frank. You're too far gone to lose this weight. Just give in. Just give in, Frank. Sink your teeth into some delicious pound cake or red velvet. Just do it, Frank. Go ahead. It's okay. You jog. That 1 mile probably burned off of half a spoonful that you... You did 1 mile! You fucking walked 1 mile in a week. That's almost impossible. Holy shit, Frank. I don't know.
I'm disappointed in myself. I'm just disgusted with myself.
Steve the Larper says it's probably an overestimation, 1 mile. During any part of that mile, were you on a wheeled device?
No.
All right. Well, why don't we wrap this up? Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Give you a little extra. Sorry. We had to get the weigh-in in.
We want to keep a promise. Trying to. Frank is doing what he does.
Failing.
Yeah. Well, thank you for tuning in to episode 246 of the DJ New Style Show. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe. Tell some friends. If you enjoy this, tell your fucking friends you enjoy it. Get them to subscribe as well. March 12th, Atlantic City, the Tropicana. Frank, is there anything you want to say?
I'm a scared. Wani, ha. Shut up. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Well, I don't know. Oh, go on. You're an asshole. It's a fucking snooze, because that's what I goddamn do. Went to Home Depot, seeing a lot of bitches. I want pepper jack cheese, fuckface. That's just the Holy Spirit. Nah, I'm good. Thanks. Best in Show. Thursday night, 8 to 11, Heroes Talk. Culture Enema. 9 to 12, Heroes Talk. March 12th, Atlantic City, the Tropicana. Go! Tell your friends! Bring friends! Good night!
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!